Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm glad you did. Very, very cool. We're starting our week. We've got a week of a mixed week of film and music bands this week, but today we're talking film. So I've got my film hat on. The coffee is nice and hot. My vape is filled with the essence of my enemies, and we are ready to go. Not really. Somebody emailed me the other day. They're like, what the hell does that mean? I'm like, I don't know. I was just trying to make up something cool to start the show with. Relax. It's a podcast. Relax. Today, we're talking about a very, very cool film. I like this film a lot. And we've got the director and executive producer on with us, produced by Mr. Joe Rowan. I'm probably saying that wrong. And directed by Matthew Tibberham. Hopefully, I said those correctly, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for having us on. Great to be on.
I'm very excited. I love this film, Surviving Confession. Now, before we get started, I think if my notes are correct, it's out on Amazon Prime Video today, right?
Not exactly. We had a little trouble with our distributor, unfortunately, but it's on iTunes. So everybody can go to iTunes right now, rent it and buy it around the world. And then hopefully very soon it's going to be on Google Play and Amazon Video.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, it's still today, so maybe before midnight.
I'm telling you, Amazon's on my list right now. I was supposed to get an order yesterday, and they're late. Not even out for delivery. I'm like, what the hell?
See, they're late for us too. It happens, you know.
I'm telling you, if they would just replace everybody with robots. No, I'm kidding. Don't send me emails, folks. I'm sure they're doing the best they can. So this is very cool. Gentlemen, one of the things I liked about this film is it's a, I might be wrong on this, but I think it's primarily a one location film, right?
I think I would say probably 90% of it takes place in a confessional, which sounds crazy. But people come in and out of this priest confessional, Father Morris, played by Clayton Nimero. And people come in and out throughout the night. So I think it keeps it moving. But 90% of it's all in one location. And then the finale of the movie happens out in the church sanctuary.
Right. I love movies like that. You know, I was watching this and I went back, not from genre specific, but I thought of Hitchcock's Rope, 12 Angry Men, even The Hateful Eight, you know. So I think that's interesting. It's almost theater-esque when you, as a filmmaker, I would imagine, to tell your story from that location. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Did it well. This story totally moved along. Yeah, fantastic. I laughed and laughed at this. It was great. And I thought about it afterwards, you know, once you go a little bit beyond the comedy and the situation. Especially with where we are now in our country and our culture, you know, this is a cool movie. This is a very cool movie.
Yeah. And that's what we kind of wanted. We wanted a movie that, you know, just was entertaining, made people laugh. But in the end, kind of that lets your guard down. So you don't even think about it. And then bam, you know, these deep thoughts, I guess you could say, from Nathan Shane Miller's script really just hit you. And, you know, I want people leaving the movie, you know, questioning their life, questioning faith, questioning what they're doing. Hopefully hit you that way. So, and hopefully it hits others that way too.
Absolutely. Now, was this how did this come about? You mentioned Nathan and the script and whatnot. Did you just get it and say, hey, we're making this into a movie, or what was the process involved in getting it going?
Yeah, I guess a long process. It's been a long road, which I'm finally glad we've reached the end of the journey. But I guess it started actually way, way, way back when, not quite a decade, but maybe a decade ago or so, maybe 8 years, where I met Nathan, or Shane, as he's called. He sent a script to my, his name's Nathan Shane Miller, but he goes by Shane, primarily. So,
I don't know what I was thinking there.
Well, that's his middle name, so I always get confused too. He sent a script to my boss at the time. I was working for Scott Derrickson, and he's done some small movies like Sinister, Doctor Strange for Marvel. You know, he's you know, small stuff.
Yeah,
but
just more indie film there.
Yeah, and it's sad, you know, with Doctor Strange, you know, the second one coming out. It's just he's stuck in a rut. You know, it's just. Kidding. I worked for Scott for a little while, and Shane sent him a horror script through a producer friend of Scott's. And as you do as an assistant, you read all these scripts. I read dozens, probably hundreds, working for Scott over 2 years. And Shane's was by far probably one of the top five scripts I'd read for Scott. So I was like, I have to get in touch with this writer. And that script was this, you know, very unusual Guillermo del Toro, Japanese prisoner of war, World War II camp movie, quite different from Surviving Confession. But I loved it. And I said, hey, do you have anything else? He sent me some of those scripts, and there was another script I loved. And I was like, you know, being a young, naive filmmaker, I was like, hey, you know, this we could actually get made on a cheap budget. We started shooting a sizzle reel for this movie. We started going out to investors, and lo and behold, no one wanted to give us money. And I was shocked. After a couple years of trying to get movies made, Shane finally wrote this script, Surviving Confession. He said, hey, what if we made this movie, since it's kind of, you know, this one location, and it's doable. I said, sure. So that began the journey. And you know, it was mainly because I read the script again. I was like, how does he do it every time? This script is amazing, and I have to make it. And it puts me to shame as a writer. So that started the journey, and we decided to go the indie route for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was smart. It's, you know, it's interesting. Let me ask you this. Now, I'm not in the movie business. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people. That's how I make my living. But everybody I know, I'm telling you, and it's always been this way. Mostly growing up, it was everybody I knew was in a band. And then when I grew up, it was like, okay, there's still know a lot of people in bands, but now I know a lot of people making movies or trying to, you know, these projects and whatnot. Now with all these streaming possibilities and whatnot, as a filmmaker, is that a good thing, or does it muddy the water too much?
I don't know, Joe. Did you want to take that? Because you're more the producer side.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. So, Jamie, I think that's an amazing thing. First thing, if you release your product in a streaming platform today, you have it for a billion people. I don't actually have the numbers, but you have for millions of people to watch it in the same day that you release it. Like a few years ago, if you would do a theatrical, you know, you would have to go neighborhood by neighborhood. And being an indie movie, that's even worse, you know, like, because you don't have the money to market all over the world, neighbor by neighborhood, with posters and, you know, knocking on doors or whatever they used to do back then. But now with the internet and all this platform, it's reachable for much more people. And you don't even have to strike huge deals, you know, with those huge platforms. All you have to do is actually find your audience. You have to find your target, and then if you find your right niche, you have all those forums where you can go and then show them. And in our specific case, we have the discussion. We don't actually have a fake movie, but we have a few, you know, we touch a few subjects on that genre.
Right.
But usually the fake movies are dramas, and what we have is a comedy. So we believe that people who like religion in their movies don't have comedy in their movies.
Very
so we
true.
Are offering that this time. So we have not only – we are not only touching religion. We have something to think for, you know, but also comedy. And the streaming platform is great for us to achieve – people all over the world. Surviving Confession is coming out today in more than 60 countries. So how
wow.
can we complain about this?
That's a good thing. Especially after a decade, you know, that gives me so much hope. You guys don't even know. I have so many projects I put on the back burner, and they're good projects, you know, and I always say, the timing's just not right for this. I've got to come back to it. This just proves to me that there's hope for some of those projects. It can get done, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You have to be smart about your project. You know, like it's hard to compete with the blockbusters these days because the four quadrant thing, they're aiming for everyone, and they actually have the money to market all over the world. So
right.
I don't think like an indie movie can make $1 billion anymore unless it's going to be, you know, it's going to be an exception if somebody does that. Eventually happens, but that's a lottery. But if you plan
right.
your budget
yeah,
and you plan your market, you can release all over the world. It would be enough to make, you know, something back and keep going making movies and actually making a fair living out of this.
Yeah, and
well,
I think the harder
great.
Part is it's not about, you know, you can get it in all these countries, but the problem is, are people going to know if it's even out? Like, and one thing I didn't even realize, because when we first set the date, Avengers Endgame comes out on iTunes and Blu-ray DVD, and
right.
you know, at the time, you know, and that's the problem. You got to compete every week. There's going to be a huge studio movie coming out. So it's about, you know, places like this and like word of mouth and, you know, oh, I love this. And it's about you hopefully build this audience through word of mouth and reviews and marketing. But that's still the barrier there where, hey, it's out there, but nobody's
exactly.
going to know in the sea of, you know.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon. Yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-ring. TheCRing.com.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
I love it.
You know, we'll be competing with this mall movie called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Right.
So, yeah, streaming work for us, I guess.
That's true. But, you know, it's funny. Speaking of Tarantino, I saw an interview. It was like a YouTube interview or something. This was a couple of years ago when Hateful Eight came out. And apparently they made the same mistake, and it came out the same weekend as one of the Star Wars reboot or whatever. And he was complaining about that. You know, he's like, I didn't realize Star Wars was coming out that weekend. You know, oh, why didn't somebody tell me? You know, it's just his perspective, I guess. But yeah. One of the things I like about this film, like I said, I'm not in the movie business. I'm a movie fan, though. I'm that guy who you're friends with who, you know, will make you watch a foreign film with subtitle. You know, I'm building a movie outdoor theater in my backyard, and I bug all my friends with movies, you know. This is one of those smart movies that I will play, smart but funny movie. That I would play for my friend. You know what I mean? Because it's fantastically
done.
Yeah,
do it. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Hey, if I can, I will come. Invite me.
Yeah. Of course. Hey, we can set something up.
I'll bring popcorn. Sure.
That's fantastic. That would be a great party. That would be a great party. Meet the filmmakers. I love it. How cool. But let me ask you, Joe, how did you get on board with this? Was it just, I mean, was Matthew Sizzler real just that impressive? How did it happen?
I actually got a little late on this project. So I met Matthew. We are doing another project together called Media Wars. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a sitcom that went on Amazon Prime for almost a year, I think.
Nice.
And I'm not involved with that anymore. Our mutual writer is here to work. And that's how I met Matthew. And Matthew had Survival Confession pretty much on the can when I already. And they didn't have a distribution plan. And I asked him, hey, can I watch it? You know, like, let's see what you have. And same as you, Jamie, the first time I saw the movie, I thought it was something else. It was very intelligent. It was very well done. It had heart. It was funny. It had comedy. And it's one of the rare movies where you make a priest humanized, you know? Because usually the priest is either a villain or he's like this untouchable soul that knows everything and is a master for everyone. And
right.
Our guy is a guy that you can connect, you know, has true feelings. And he's in that he doesn't like his job anymore. He might. So I thought it was very relatable. And I thought there was a big niche for that. I thought an audience for it. And then I made Matthew a business proposal. And I would help him with the distribution. And then we took the movie for several festivals. We took it to Cannes last year. We took it to AFM, to the market, not to the festival. We have these huge markets where you go around and talk to a million distributors all over the world, make proposals, and see if we can sell to other countries. It was not the award season. It was just the market. And after a lot of we actually had a few proposals from distributors, we found out to
actual business plan that the best way to go for it is actually self-distribution on this one. So we hired a team. We hired a good marketing company. October Post is handling all the marketing for us. They're doing an amazing job. I think they got in touch with you, right, Jamie? October Post?
Uh-oh, what happened?
Are we there?
Technical difficulties, maybe. I hear you, Joe. I don't know if we're still
I hear you, Matthew. I hope.
Yeah.
Do you think we're still on air? Like,
I don't know. We'll, for all
the
listeners out there, we paused.
Hello. Jerry.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Hello.
All right, we're back.
I can, and I think, great, yeah.
Sorry about that, gentlemen. I think a bird ran into the power line or something. I don't know what happened.
I don't know where it's
crazy.
Uh-oh.
Well, you were talking when I disappeared there. You were getting into self-distribution and whatnot, and that's brilliant. That's brilliant. I didn't know that's really always an option, you know. But I guess it is, right? You just do it yourself. I have found that's usually the best way. Sometimes. You know?
It really depends. It really depends. Each movie is a different movie. It depends, you know, like if you have to be on the game, so you have good distributors for horror, you have good distributors for faith films, you have good distributors for action films. The problem, like, we didn't feel that we had the right distributor that would tap the audience that we wanted. So we thought that if we would hire our own team, we could do a better job in this specific movie because of its own nature. And it's, let's see, like, we are releasing today, but we have a good fair pre-sale so far, so we are confident.
Well, that's always a good sign.
Yeah.
when people spend money and are that into what you're doing, I take that as a positive sign. Get me out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, and I would say with the distribution, it's kind of difficult because even though it is about a priest and there are, it deals with a lot of themes of faith and you know, people
really what I would
more
like a Christian feel good. What's the one God still alive or
God's
something?
Not
dead. You know, or, yeah, God.
And I guess,
this ain't it. This ain't
and
animal. And it's not a comedy either.
Yeah, and I would
not just, but also can be. You know, I feel like I also would like this movie. Some of those. It's a little more. More.
And I guess on the other hand, I would say like if you're not religious, I think you'll like it too. It's not like, it's not going to alienate people. Like, God's not dead. So don't think of it as a Christian movie, but if you're a Christian too, I don't think it's going to totally upset you or, you know, anti-religious, but it's not pro-religious.
Absolutely. It's very cool. And I, you know, I watched this with my fiance, who is, I don't know what the term is. I guess recovering Catholic. You know, she knows all the passwords and stuff. let me put it this way: we still go to church on Christmas. You know, but that's about it. It's just not a big thing with her. But her folks every Sunday. You know, and she wasn't all offended or anything. I mean, I've made some jokes before where she's like, "Okay, move out." No, it hadn't been that bad, but she wasn't offended at this at all. She thought it was very funny, actually.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right. Right now at Sprint, get any next generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique.com. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Yeah, and actually our screenwriter, Shane, is Christian. He is actually works in a church where myself, I used to be Christian, but now I'm more agnostic atheist. So we kept balancing it because, you know, I didn't want it to be this, you know, Christian movie that just like pounded people over the head. But I don't think he didn't, on the other hand, he didn't want it to be, you know, offensive to religious people and anything that he right. wouldn't believe in. So it was a good dichotomy there and good, yeah.
It's not like we avoid any subject. I mean, you see, we make jokes about some tough subjects that are upon the church these days. And Father Morris, our main character, he defends himself very well, but he still takes that joke.
Right, right. Well, it's, like I said, it's very – I don't want to give anything away on it, but, man, there were some scenes which were – man, they worked on so many different levels, you know, so many different levels, especially with the youngster there and some of the topics that were brought up with her – between those two characters. I dug that. And I liked the ending of this. I'm not going to say anything, but I definitely want people to watch
it. I was like, don't
it.
Say anything.
No, of course not. But it was fantastic, you know, fantastic. I think it was done well. I think it was done very well. Now, while I've got you guys, you know, on the horn here, let me ask you, I know how this Hollywood stuff works, even though Matthew, you're in England right now, you know, doing probably boiling alive. I heard it's incredibly hot there today. Hottest day ever, I think, for England. Are you guys going to have you and Joe big meetings, you know, sitting by the beach and, you know, drinking cocktails or something for the next project that you guys can talk about?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't mind talking about our next project. It's funny because we actually signed on to our next project together before he even signed on to Surviving Confession. So I was actually a little worried when he saw Surviving Confession. I was like, oh man, I'm directing Joe's next movie. What if he doesn't like it? I was like, oh no. Thankfully, he really liked it. Because, yeah, Joe, I don't know if you want to. How much
yeah,
to say
you can.
About
go ahead, Matthew. Go ahead. Tell him about it. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so we might actually be on the beach because I think we want to shoot our next movie in Brazil, where Joe's from.
Nice.
It's going to be a vampire thriller called Nightfall, written by Mike Mead.
Very cool.
We're just working on the script right now and kind of, you know, hopefully still very thoughtful like this. And, you know, but much, much darker, much, and definitely shooting a lot outside. You know, I like the one location type thing, but I think the next movie I would love to just be totally outside almost.
Well, you know, a vampire genre movie, is it hard? I don't even think it's hard for those. I think it's hard for those not to make money. Even if they're not well done, you know, they still, people eat that up. They really like those, you know, and I always like a good vampire movie, you know, especially one in Brazil. I haven't seen that yet. That's awesome. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Is this, have you guys started shooting this yet, or this is still in the pre-production phase?
It's still in the development phase. We're still trying to get the script right.
Yeah.
We've written a few drafts, and... Yeah, it's just about refining the characters and getting the story right because, you know, the script is the most important thing. And if that's not right, it's just you're spending, you know, millions of dollars and for something that people won't want
right.
to see. So that's the,
that's
you know, spend the money up front and the whole movie will be a lot better.
And for this one, the budget is considerably larger than Surviving Confession. So we have to be really careful with vampires these days. You know, like... the audience expects to see some sort of on screen. So
right.
we have to really be careful when we start spending the money.
So oh, yeah.
Time to make this one right.
And people, I'm telling you, there will be internet chat room discussions about, well, did you see the fangs and the position of those fangs? And, you know, there are people into that, man. They are heavy duty. So, yeah, it's got to be how you want it. Got to be how you want
yeah.
and how they want
it. It really depends on the reference you're going for. Like, it depends on. So, I like, personally, I like vampire movies more like Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my big reference for vampire movies. But you can go, like, with Dracula, or you can go for it, depending on Twilight. I don't know.
I'm telling you guys. I'm probably a little older than you guys, but man, every girl I went to high school with was into the Lost Boys. Let me tell you, I was briefly in a cover band, and oh my God, we had to play that one song oh so many times. Drove me crazy. They dug the Lost Boys a lot, and still do. My girlfriend had some girlfriends over the other day, and they had a grown up sleepover, you know. I walked through the room, and that's what they were watching, The Lost Boys. I couldn't believe it. You guys are teenagers. crazy. Well, they'll be excited. They'll be excited. I'm telling you.
Thanks, man.
I
have yeah, looking forward
to it. Yeah.
I don't like the vampire movie. Very true. Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. Surviving Confession is out on iTunes today and other platforms to follow. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe even tonight. We'll see. We are working on it.
Nice. Well, the best way, ladies and gentlemen, to keep up to date We have a link on our show page, and this link follows. We're on like 150 podcasting platforms. This link will follow. However you're listening to the show, when it's converted to a podcast after we get done here, there'll be a little space where you click on that link, and it'll get you to the Facebook page for Surviving Confession, and you can keep up to date with it. You know, and also while you're there, ladies and gentlemen, while you're there, hit that share button. Let your friends know about Surviving Confession, because, you know, the thing is, even if it's a, if it's an indie movie or a band you like or just whatever, help get the word out on this stuff, man. It's very important and it helps. And, you know, chances are your friends are going to dig what you dig as well. That's why you're friends, you know.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
But it's very, very important. And you guys did a very cool job. I want to just, I don't know how involved you guys are with it on the marketing for Surviving Confession. I love all these little character sheets and everything you guys put up with, like, the picture of the character. And I'm looking at a picture of Nathan right here, Nathan Shane Miller, and his bio and all that. That's nice. You don't see a lot of stuff like that with a lot of
indie. Yeah, and I
don't.
I mean, especially since we were a small crew, you know, I just wanted to do something to, like, kind of honor them, you know, and you don't get to know the people behind the scenes a lot of the time. So I told the whole crew, I was like, hey, if you want, you know, we will post about you, just so you can, like, you know, have your 15 minutes of fame kind of thing. And it was really great. A lot of people, got on board, and, hopefully it's a good way to, you know, bring people together. Yeah, yeah, and they're actors, and it's kind of like, why wouldn't you want free publicity? Why?
That's why they're in the business. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. No, it's cool. It's nice. I'm telling you, Matthew, I have not – I talk to a lot of indie filmmakers and whatnot. I don't see that a lot. Maybe once or twice out of 100, you know what I mean? That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's really – that's really strange, because I'm just so thankful for all of them, because, you know, everybody put so much work into this, and just it's been so long since we've filmed, and so much work, and just I know myself, I've spent hours and hours, you know, for years on this project.
Yeah.
And it's just for all the cast and crew to, you know, give so much of their time and everything, and they give their talents. Just wanted to say thank you to them.
Yeah. We could not have done this without our amazing cast. I mean, we can't not give a shout out to Clayton, to Jessica, who are wonderful protagonists on this, and everybody else, you know, Jane, Sarah, Kevin. They were wonderful in this film, and they're wonderful cast. We are lucky to have them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. I've got Jessica coming up on a future episode here in a week or so, and because of your little bio picture thing, you know, and thing that you posted, I know that some of the conversation will turn to Dungeons and Dragons, because I didn't know she was a big fan of it.
Yes, it's in Dungeon Run, right? That podcast show her show is amazing. So I'm a D&D nerd, and I watch her so much. Love that.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, any chance you get to talk about Dungeons and Dragons? Whoa, we got to get on it. I was, you know, the funny thing is that's so true. My future sister-in-law, her man, is, but they're a little younger, you know, so they're into that. And man, he goes on and on about this Magic the Gathering, this card game thing that they all play. I have no idea how that works. But I make fun of them, and my girl Danny's like, I've heard you talk about trolls a lot, so, and not the internet kind. Just relax there, buddy. So true. Well, this is a very cool movie, and I can't wait for everybody to see it. Surviving Confession. Get it, check it out. And one of the cool things, ladies and gentlemen, I should mention too, when you buy a product on iTunes, whether it be a music track or a movie or whatever, you can gift this to people. All you need is their email, and there's a space there when you buy it where you put in their email, they'll send the link to whatever's email that is. So I'm telling you, Surviving Confession is a funny movie. It's a smart, funny movie. And it's, you know, let's say you're at work and you forgot, you know, Marion's birthday down couple cubicles down. Yeah, you could run out on your lunch break and get her a card. Buy her a movie, man. How cool is that? Way cool.
Yeah, I mean, buy 10 to 20 copies for all your friends. It'd be great.
Exactly. You know? There you go. I'm telling you. Oh, or if you know somebody who maybe doesn't like their job that much. Gee, we all know somebody like that, don't we? Oh my! It might be, and if you don't, it might be you.
It's true.
And it's always nice to know that you're not alone. So this is a good movie to illustrate.
And even priests sometimes hate their jobs.
That's right. It's true. I think everybody does. The only person I don't want to even imagine that is like a surgeon. Can you imagine? I'm sure they do. They wake up, have a bad day, go, oh, man, I got to go replace the spleen today. I don't want to do it. I was talking to somebody the other day about that. We were talking about people that taking shortcuts in their work, you know, and they were like, everybody takes a shortcut in their job. And I'm like, man, I hope doctors don't. That's not good.
I just want to comment on that. I was watching that movie, The Big Sick, this weekend. Mm-hmm. You guys seen that?
Good movie.
There's a line in that movie where they go like, well, don't worry about it. The doctors know what they're doing. And the mom goes, no, they don't. They're just winging like everybody else. You know, like, what if that is true?
That is true.
That's how people, that's why what we call medical malpractice. terrible. You guys see that story? You know, speaking of weird horror movies and stuff, because I didn't even think this could be true. I was going, you know, like anybody, I go through the social media news, you know, that's how I get the majority of my news, I guess, which probably isn't a good thing. But, this was posted not by somebody, but by the local news channel here in Miami. Did you guys see that about they found, they're like, this body bank, there were piles of human body parts and buckets of this and buckets of heads and stuff. And I'm like, a body bank? I didn't even think there was such a thing. But apparently there is. That's a horror movie waiting to happen. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
cocaine. Yeah,
what a world we live in. What a world.
Maybe it's vampires doing that, you know? Maybe it's vampires. They need to dump them somewhere.
Brazilian vampires. I'm telling you, we got to release that movie down here. I live in a little sleepy beach town called Deerfield Beach. It's up from Fort Lauderdale, just south of Boca. And for some reason, Brazilian people love this area. And we've got a population, I would say it's probably, I don't know, 60, 70% Brazilian people that have moved from Brazil. Yeah, moved here. And it's a huge part of the population here. They just like it. So I bet you a person like that will like a Brazilian vampire. It's money in the bank, Joe. You know? Money in the bank. Well, thank you guys so much. I know I kept you guys a little longer than I said I would. I apologize about that, but you're fascinating to talk to, and I had a lot of fun today.
Thank you so much for having us on your show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We appreciate so much having us here. Thanks for this opportunity.
Anytime. I can't wait till you're on again. So very, very cool. Whatever I can do to help, you know, I can't wait to see this new vampire film as well. Ladies and gentlemen, goodbye. We will have it links to everything, and we'll be posting a direct link to the iTunes, where you can just click on that and get to the iTunes directly there as well. I don't know why we don't have that on our show page now, but we will in about 5 minutes. So there you go.
Great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, have a great day, and, you know, keep making these awesome movies.
All right, we'll try. Thank you.
We'll do. You keep making awesome radio.
Oh, thank you. I'll try. Very cool. Well, that's going to do it for us today, folks. I know we're right up against the time. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms, including all the podcasting platforms. And the big one of that, they used to call iTunes for podcasting, but they had a big rebranded. It's called Apple Podcasts now. So we're up for free every day on that. And, you know, if you are listening to the show in the future on a platform like Apple Podcasts, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor, though. Hit that ratings and review, because that helps us out, too. Keeps us up at the top of the page and, you know, makes my life so much easier when I have to talk to advertisers. So it's a good thing. Keeps the lights on around here. You know, I can buy expensive food for my weird dog. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great one, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.